Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Man Podcast. I'm your host, Crispy Man, the podcast. Welcome to the next episode of this podcast on the Sunday, January the 7th, 2024. I can't believe I'm saying 2024. I can't believe I'm saying that now. That's incredible. I'm actually saying that now, 2024. Man, feels like it was just yesterday. It was just yesterday that, I started the season up again. It just feels strange to say 2024, because it feels like 2020, that's when this whole podcast began, and it's just crazy to think I've come so far with that. I've gone so far with this, and it's incredible. So today I'm going to talk about the beginning of my YouTube career. Now, as you know, I'm kind of trying two different platforms out per se. But I started on YouTube in 2008. I was 22 when that happened. I was 22 years of age when I joined YouTube. I was even 23 yet. I was just turned 22, like a month before. And I joined in 2008. Like I said, I was in my early 20s. Like I said, 22. That was well over 15 years ago. That was almost 16 years ago, to be exact. So that goes a long way back. That does go a long way back. And it's incredible. It's really incredible that I've gone so far back. I've come so far since the beginning. Whoops. And, it's incredible. Like, it's just been an incredible journey with YouTube. At the beginning, I can be honest, I didn't know anything about YouTube. I had no clue what on earth I was doing, what I was getting myself into. I didn't know all the ins and outs of production. I didn't know the editing. You need to edit videos, you need to do thumbnails, you need to do cool intros, and I had no idea what I was doing with YouTube. You know, I had no idea what I was doing with YouTube. You know, I just was just an immature idiot, I guess, so to speak. I had no idea what YouTube was and how it works. So I didn't know the ins and outs of YouTube back then, you know, and now I do. Like, compared to now, I know everything about YouTube. I know all the ins and outs. I know you gotta make thumbnails, you gotta make good crafty little titles so you can get clicks on the videos and listens and views and all that, you know, and likes and whatnot and comments, you know. Like, now I know that, but back then I didn't. And so much has changed too, because back in 2008 when I first started on YouTube, I actually they had the old layout of YouTube. They had the very old version of YouTube. They never had where you can hide the dislikes and the likes. Columns were never hidden. You were actually able to see the likes and dislikes. Compared to now, they are pretty, the dislikes are pretty well hidden all the time. Always hidden all the time. So, but now, like, it's changed so much. One thing I didn't do well when I was on YouTube was obviously the editing. And you go back to the Director015 channel, it was, my videos are garbage. They're terrible. They were really, 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 really bad. They were really, really bad videos back then. They were the worst. They were not my best kind of videos ever. And, you know, I just had these dopey little blue screen with white text saying the Entertainment Talk Show season or episode number one, whatever the episode name was. It was stupid. The way I had it back then was stupid. Compared to now, doing Entertainment Man Podcast, doing a podcast and having an actual intro, which was done by the wonderful Jimmy Hall. Big shout out to him for doing all our intros for the CBLW show and also Entertainment Man Podcast. So a big shout out to him. And, you know, one thing I should have asked him to do was the thanks for listening for the CBLW show. I should have actually asked him to do that too. Kind of have similar similarities, but, you know, I'm happy with what it is. I'm happy with the edit, the way it is. But either way, I really, you know, I am blessed to have all the intros and the outros and the disclaimers. I'm really happy to have them. You know, I'm really blessed that it is a big part of this podcast, or both podcasts now, especially. But, you know, and also another thing that really, really grinded my gears back then was clipping it together, like doing it into like part one, part two, part three, part four. Like, that was so stupid the way I had it. Now, I think the first series that we actually had the first series, the first series that we had, I think that was all in one shot, I believe, if I remember correctly. We had to edit it down to like 20, 25 minute episodes, because normally a show was like half an hour long, technically. But one episode was posted, but was taken down, and I believe that was the sports episode, I believe, if I remember correctly, of Dermot Entertainment Today. I think it was the sports episode, if I remember correctly. If I try to jog my memory really quick. Yeah, I think it was actually the sports episode. I don't remember exactly the title of it. I don't really have a good memory of it, to be honest. Don't ask me why I deleted it. I don't know. It would have been on there. I don't even think we had all the episodes that we had of Dermot Entertainment Today. I scrapped it once, you know, Eric quit on me. Once I didn't have a cameraman, I just dropped it. It got scrapped. Everything got scrapped. So I don't have any recollection. Now, Entertainment Man Talk Show, obviously you guys know by now, season 5 and 6 was scrapped as well. It was not. It was scrapped as well. But, you know, what I'm trying to say is, you know, back then, you know, I was used to when I was that YouTube guy. And I was that YouTube guy. I was like that guy that did series on YouTube, and it was a lot of fun. And you know, I still question back then what the heck I was doing back then. And it's just really hard to fathom, you know, how far I've come over the years. And now I can officially say I'm over 50. I'm at 50 subscribers on YouTube. Probably more. Probably after the premiere of the last episode, I'm sure views went up, subscribers probably went up. I'm probably going to get a bunch of new subscribers this year, I'm sure. The podcast is going to continue to grow and get more viewers, more people in there. But, you know, I still question myself, why the heck did I do YouTube for as long as I did? And that going back almost 10 years. It was almost 10 years. It was about 8 years and February, March, April, May, June. 8 years and 5 months. So almost 8.5 years I was on YouTube. Now, I went back and forth. I actually took a break from YouTube, and I tried to come back, and it just didn't seem to work out. You know, I tried and tried. I tried to bring Everything About Royal TV was going to be on there, and that didn't work. And then it's just, you know, then I tried bringing the CBW show on there. That didn't work. So, you know, yeah, it just, yeah, I do question myself. And the first channel I ever owned, I'm going to put it in, see if it, I think it's user/... The director 015. Now, I don't have access to the old channel. I haven't had access to that channel for the longest time. So, still has all my old... Here we go. 14... Wow, almost 15,000 views almost on YouTube. That's pretty crazy. That is pretty crazy. And it actually went to the new URL system, actually. It actually did automatically change it. Automatically changed to that. That's kind of cool. January 1st, 2008. That's the first time I joined YouTube. That was the first one. Now, video wise, the one that is, let me talk about that briefly. 12 years. That's a long time. 14 years. Look at that. Man, look at my... I was so young. So young back then. Here we go. Let's just do that one. It was... where is the date on this sucker? Where is it? Doesn't give me a date, does it? Oh, December 2nd, 2008 is when I first actually started uploading The Entertainment Man. And I think I went out of order. I think I went well out of order for that. I don't know why I did that. That was really stupid in my part to go out of order. I don't know why. If I was to go back and change it, I would put everything starting episode one. That's how I would do it. Probably. That's how I would do it. But we created the channel for the first time ever. We didn't post until... Now, my notes say May, early June. We did post in May, early June. However, it was not until December 2nd, 2008, that we officially started posting regularly on all the episodes that we put out there. May of 2008, Entertainment Talk Show existed. I actually started to post up episode after episode for a week. We recorded once a week at a time. Sometimes we would have the odd week off. But when we started on YouTube 16 years, it was scary. It's scary to think again. But anyways, we used to have the colorful backgrounds with text and, you know, nothing too fancy schmancy. It wasn't the greatest compared to what we have now, on especially the background that we have here on this podcast and, you know, the logos and everything else. It's really nice. It really is nice now. It's a lot better than it used to be. It has come a very long way since then. So, you know, I wish, I know I'm being a little rough on myself and of my past, and that's okay. You know, I'm being critical of myself, and I'm just frustrated. I should have done things a lot differently back then. I wish I can go back in the time machine and tell my my younger self, say, no, you need to do it this way, or you have to do it that way. You know, I wish I can go back and tell myself these things, you know? I wish I can go back and just kind of reverse course of what we did and just kind of do things a lot differently back then. And I wish I put more money into proper editing program back then. Honestly, would have done us a long time. It took us, the cameraman, when we had the cameraman that quit in 2013, which is like 10 years ago, that's scary to think that they quit on me 10 years ago. 10 and a half now, 10 and a half, if you want to be very specific with the dates. But they're the ones that got me into editing a lot more. They got me more into, you know, editing the videos and getting so much better. And I've been doing a lot better with the editing. And I've had help. Kelsey's help here and there in the behind the scenes. She's kind of said, Chris, you should do it this way, or you should add it this way. And, you know, and I've been listening to her suggestions, and she's been kind of guiding me through a lot of the graphical end of the podcast. Now, I wish I can put a lower third on OBS, and that's something maybe her and I can work on for the year. That would be like a goal oriented for entertainment and podcast this year. We can actually probably get a goal and maybe put it like lower thirds for like the Skype, the Zoom, etc., the dual cams. This one, which looks a lot brighter than it looks, really. And then like this one and this one, but then we'll have to keep changing. But that's something we're gonna learn. Is we're gonna learn some lower thirds. I think for this year is it's a definite big goal of ours, that is just get a lower third. Kind of cut back on the editing that way. That way it makes it easier for the edit come in. We can actually make lower thirds, edit it in, have these cool little effects of it just popping up and then disappearing. Popping up, disappearing. We could do that too. Like, we can do that. And that's something we're going to do this year, and we're going to definitely work into that. We can definitely put in some time and effort, and she is my graphic designer, so she knows what she's doing. She knows exactly what, you know, she's up to, so I trust her on her judgment, and I look forward to seeing what she is going to do for me down the road. And also, we didn't really cut out a lot of the start and ending properly, especially with the intros. It was just terrible. We could have really, really done a lot better with the editing on that at the end and the start. That way we got a lot of dead air time. You know, that could have been another big thing that we could have done, perhaps, and we should have done, and I really, really, really regret that. But again, we had no idea what the heck we were doing. We had no idea what... There was no maturity. We weren't mature. We were very immature. We were amateurs. We didn't know exactly what we were doing, you know, and I've heard that from my former team, too. I've talked to them in the past. You know, I've talked to a lot of my former crew from the video product team, and we've talked about that, and there's a podcast I did with Amy, Amy F. Was part of the team back in 2008, 2009, and a bit of 2010, I think, a little bit of 2010, but we're talking about that on a podcast. It's actually on the channel, I believe, in the early part of the channel. I think it's on here on YouTube, I think, but we're talking about that. We weren't very mature. And I agree. And we learn, you know, we live and learn from all these mistakes, and you learn. It's a learning curve, and it was something new and big to me. You know, I do, and I thought, even talked to Eric, and I have talked about that. We've talked about the old days, and, you know, I relieve a lot of things from, relive a lot of things from the past. We were talking about it. We've talked about, you know, having a cool little reunion at some point. It would be actually, I would even consider even doing a reunion with Eric, Larry, and Justin all together, the whole crew together. That would be pretty cool if we can do that. If we can do that, that would be really, really awesome. But right now I have everything kind of split. Eric and I will do an interview together, and then Larry and Justin and I can do an interview together. But I do talk about it, and Eric and I have talked about a lot of things that we kind of regret and things that we should have done better, and oh, we should have done this a little bit better. You know, we talk about different situations that we've had, and he thinks it's cool that he's getting the shout-outs too. And, you know, he knows I talk about him, and he knows that I always shout him out, and, you know, we still talk about the old days and the old days of the Video Projects team and the beginning of our YouTube career. Even Larry and I've talked about that. There's been a lot of things that him and I've talked about outside of the podcast. Excuse me, my voice cracked. But him and I've talked about a lot of things together, and, you know, maybe there'll be some stuff that we could probably bring up when Larry and I and Justin do a podcast together in the spring, that we could talk about that. Like, what kind of things could we done better with a lot of different situations? And I know Justin and I have kind of touched base about the cameraman situation, without naming names, obviously, but we were talking about that. But maybe he'll, before he moves back, you know, I'll have him on for a third time, and that will be Larry's third time. Is there a fourth time? That may be Larry's fourth time, actually. I don't remember. Anyways, maybe he'll come back on before he moves away, because he is, Larry is moving up north, or might be moving up north still, so that's still in the cards down the road. But don't forget, Larry didn't come in the picture for 5 or 6 years. Not 5 or 6 years. He didn't come in the picture for like 2 years. He didn't come in like 2 years later. Came in the picture as an alternate cameraman. You know, he didn't know anything. But, you know, he was part of the YouTube experience. And that's the one thing. I think the best team out of the whole YouTube career, like starting on YouTube, if I was to compare starting on YouTube compared to when Video Project Team started, and then when Video Project Team ended and Crispy on the Web Media started, I see Crispy on the Web Media was the best team for YouTube. I think it was the best one. You know, it took us a long time, but, you know, as we head into season 3 of the series, 2009, things started to improve, and it wasn't until, things didn't start to improve until season 4. So, you know, starting YouTube, yeah, we were really rough around the edges. Lack of editing wasn't the greatest. You know, it took us a long time. It took us until like season 4 of The Entertainment Man just to finally grasp things and knowing how to do things properly, and to be a proper YouTuber, and, you know, actually editing stuff together, not, you know, slapping it into parts and all that. But what do you expect for a group that knew nothing about editing and doing videos and, you know, having fun in the process, right? We definitely know how to edit episodes together, which is a good thing. You know, getting started on YouTube is a unknown. It's how to, you know, getting started on YouTube, not knowing how to things, getting things done, it's difficult at times. And, you know, sometimes you gotta learn. This is why you do a lot of research. You do a lot of, you know, you gotta research things. You gotta say, okay, what do I need to do to help improve my YouTube videos and whatnot? And you can YouTube it. You can Google it. Like, there's so many different things. Now, fall 2008 and onwards, continue to post up episodes with updates. We started slow, but that's the best way to, if you're starting out with a YouTube channel, and you start out slow, and you start out very slow and steady. And, like, even Durham Entertainment Today, DET, we actually did not record every week. We recorded everything quite every 2 weeks or something, or twice a month. We normally did a recording of some sort, but that's how we started. We started, you know, very slow. It kind of gives you a bit of an idea. Our first year started in 2008, and we've really progressed well. It just, whether it's YouTube or the other platform the other podcast is on, you know, I am proud of it, and I'm just happy that, you know, we've really, really upped our game, and we've really improved, and we've really continued to grow and to continue improving on a daily basis on our content that we put out there for you guys, especially. But that's kind of starting on YouTube. When we started on YouTube, It was nerve-wracking. It was a lot of drama involved. Back then, there was a lot of drama involved. But look at us now. We're professionals. We're awesome. We've done amazing work. And, you know, these podcasts have really proved to do well. And both podcasts have done well. And big thank you to my team. Whether you've been on the team before or you were on the team before or you were on the original team before or you're on the team now. Thank you, guys. Like, really, really, really thank you. You guys have done it. All members of the team, no matter what, if I'm talking to you or not talking to you, still, thank you. Thank you for, you know, helping out and being there and helping with recordings and, you know, helping through some technical stuff and, you know, getting ideas and theories and all that. Thank you. Like, really, really, really thank you. I appreciate you guys for everything you guys have done over the years. So with that, that is the episode. I know I was all over the place with this, but that's who I am with this podcast. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe on YouTube. If you're listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, or you're listening on audio only, please do subscribe or follow. You can like Crispy on the Web on Facebook, Instagram, Facebook. You can like Crispy on the Web Media on Facebook, Twitter, aka X, Instagram, or Threads at Crispy on the Web. And I will see you guys on Wednesday. That's right, Wednesday. Another bonus episode of the podcast coming at you guys, pre-recorded, and it will be audio only this time around, but stay tuned for that. It's going to be a great episode. Until then, have a good one. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.